Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And we talk about the brighter side of life. And I'm really excited. We have Bill Rancid on our line right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about, his journey and his, and if anybody knows of, a lot of the things that he's doing right now. He has, he's the host of successfully national syndicated television show. And you've got a couple books. You're Hired and Beyond the Lemonade Stand, right?
That's correct.
And you were the original winner of The Apprentice.
I was excited
to hear about all those great things and get some tips and input. And I know that you're talking about Intuit, and I know that's a really great company. But you've also got some small businesses that are that might get a little more recognition from their contribution, right? So
I think
Bill.
It's a lot. They're going to get a lot more recognition. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And I've partnered with the great folks at Intuit QuickBooks, and this year we're giving away a fully paid, fully produced commercial to one lucky small business owner that's going to run in the biggest football game of the year this February.
Very cool, very cool. Well, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I welcome Bill Rancid. Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned all these different things that you've got going on, but, wow, where do we begin?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm a small business owner, and the entrepreneurial blood is the blood that runs through my veins. So, it's something that, at a very young age, I took an interest to, and I grew up with parents who were school teachers, so they can't figure out where it came from. But I started a small business when I was 10, and then when I was in college, I started another one to help work my way through college. And then when I got out of college, I started a cigar company, interestingly enough.
A cigar company?
Yeah, I did, and
very
I started
cool.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when I sold that business, I had an opportunity to compete on the very first season of The Apprentice, which was 10 years ago now, if you can believe it.
10 years ago, wow. And so what did you have to do to compete for that?
Well, it was tough.
Both your parents are school teachers.
That's
so
right.
What gave you that gut to get up there and do that?
I think growing up, it was okay to make mistakes. It was okay to have failures, but it was never okay not to try. And that was really something that my parents instilled in me. And they always encouraged me to try different things. And when The Apprentice came calling, I said, why not? This could be the opportunity of a lifetime. And there were 16 contestants. They had 215,000 people start out the process. They narrowed it down to 50. And then they narrowed it down to 16. And I was actually the last contestant chosen. I was actually worse than that. I was the alternate. So I was the 17th contestant chosen. The 16th contestant fell out because of one of the tests that they had trouble passing. I don't know what it was. But they called me up, and I was on that competition with guys from Harvard and Yale and all these fancy business schools. And I was just a small business owner from Chicago. And 1 week went by, and 2 weeks went by, and slowly but surely, the competition started to fade by the wayside, and then before I knew it, in front of 30 million people on live national television, Donald Trump hired me, and it was an absolutely amazing moment.
Oh my God! And I love
me.
It. So that's where you get your book, You're Hired, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Love it. Oh, you just give me chills because you know what that is. It really just tells me never give up. Never give up. I've got four children, and I've always encouraged them to do your best. Whatever it is, do your best because you never know, right? And that's kind of like what you're talking about.
And for me, the great thing is now it's kind of come full circle because, I won that show, and Trump changed my life, and now the folks at Intuit QuickBooks are letting me change another small business owner's life. Yeah,
oh,
so
it,
it's really
it.
It's magical.
Okay. So for any of my guests that are just listening and tuning in right now, one, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about the brighter side of life. And we've got Bill Rances on, and he's talking about Intuit. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Well, Intuit is the maker of QuickBooks, and they're a big supporter of small business owners and small business in general.
I personally use that. We also have a construction company. And
okay,
so
great.
I personally use that, so I love it. It's got lots of great features, and yes.
It gives the small business owner the power to act and operate like a big business. If you don't have a CFO, QuickBooks is the next best thing because it gives
right.
you all the tools that you need right at your fingers. So anyway, long story short, they have a great CEO, a guy named Brad Smith. And he loves helping small business because, he's from a small town and sees the value in building Main Street. So we partnered up, and we came up with this concept to award one small business owner a 30-second ad that's going to run during that big game. And about 5 months ago, we announced this. And we had tens of thousands of small businesses apply. And we narrowed it down to 20. And then the 8,000 employees at Intuit QuickBooks voted, and they narrowed it down to 4. And now America gets to vote. So we have 4 small businesses. One of them is going to get a commercial that's going to run during that game. And from now until the end of the year, America gets to vote. And they can go to smallbusinessbiggame.com, and there's videos of
them. We have one out here in Burbank, right? Okay, because I kind of did a little...
We've got one in Oakland. We got one in Oakland.
Okay, one in Oakland.
Yeah,
okay.
So one in California.
Give us the 4 different businesses that are...
Well, last week I personally went to all 4 of them, and I visited them, and
okay.
I let them know they were in the final 4. I did it in 36 hours, so I was crisscrossing the country. I started out in Raleigh, North Carolina, a company called Barley Labs. It's a boyfriend-girlfriend. They started this business in their home, and they are using spent barley from a brewery, and they're creating dog treats, organic, all-natural dog treats, and a great operation.
Very
and then
cool.
from there I went to Duluth, Minnesota. Husband and wife team. He was laid off from his job. He took out 3 mortgages on his home, and he created a business that produces locally laid eggs. So they're eggs that are healthier for you. They're lower in cholesterol, lower in fat, and he's thriving. He risked it all, and he's thriving, and he's doing good for the environment. So from there, I went to a town called Nampa, Idaho. And get ready for this. It's 3 guys. 2 of the guys were laid off. They created a company called Dairy Poop. And essentially, what they're doing is they're composting the waste from the dairy cows on a local farm, and they're creating this fertilizer. And they've got a great slogan. Their slogan is, "Oops, I pooped my plants."
My God, I love that. Oops,
isn't that great?
Wow.
And the testimonials that they're getting are remarkable. It's people are writing in saying, "Because I've used Dairy Poop, my tomato garden's yielding more tomatoes than I've ever seen," and really great stuff.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, and then from there I went to Oakland, California, and met with a young lady. She created a company called Goldie Blocks, and she was an engineering student from a very prestigious university, and she wanted to help encourage young girls to get into the area of engineering. But when you go to the toy store, there's nothing there to really lead young girls down that path. There's plenty of toys to lead young boys down the path, but none to help young girls. So she created this game called Goldie Blocks, and it's to help girls think in a more of a engineering way. And she's doing really well. She's got it already in Toys R Us and some other stores. So we've got 3 amazing or 4 amazing stories.
4
They're
amazing.
Great companies.
Let me ask you, how did you decide on those 4?
I didn't. The 8,000 employees at Intuit QuickBooks voted. And these
really?
Are employees from all over the world because Intuit's a global operation. And they voted, and they narrowed it down to 4.
Wow, I love it. Well, I'm really excited to obviously talk about that, and how do my listeners vote for that?
It's very easy. It's a great website. It's called smallbusinessbiggame.com. That's smallbusinessbiggame.com. There's videos of the 4 finalists up there, and you click to vote. You can vote once a day, and we certainly hope that America gets out there and votes and picks the best business, because one of these 4 are going to have their life changed forever.
Oh, I love it. We're so into reality shows now, and it gives people, normal people, not to say that, movie stars and people on television aren't normal, but people that would never, ever have a chance like that. You know, and I want to ask you a question about your upcoming, show right now with your wife, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's called
Juliana and Bill.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do America Now with a woman named Lisa Gibbons, and that's a news magazine show we do every day. And I do a show called Juliana and Bill with my beautiful wife, Juliana Rancic. So,
how long have you been married?
We've been married 7 years.
Okay.
And my wife is in television. She hosts a show called E! News, and she also hosts Fashion Police. Between our two lives.
Okay, so just a little personal, how do you guys see each other when you're both running in different directions? How does that work?
Well, we're lucky because we get to do a lot of things together. So my wife and I, we own restaurants together. We travel a lot and do a lot of speaking engagements together. So we're very fortunate that we get to not only live together, but we work together, and we're partners in all aspects of life.
I love it. Sounds so good. So can you tell us a little bit about your first book, You're Hired?
I wrote a book called You're Hired, and it was a business book to help the average guy or girl like me. It's not written in business school jargon and in a way that is in esoteric terms. It's a common sense book, and it gives people tips that they can take and implement it into their lives immediately. And it's somewhat of my journey and some of the strategies that I've been able to use over the years. It's really, knock on wood, it's been out for a number of years now, and it still continues to do well. And oftentimes it gets on the bestseller list, even 7 years after I wrote the darn thing.
I love it. And anybody that's just joining us right now, one, I'm so glad that you are here. And we are talking to Bill Ramsett. And we're talking about, God, there's so many things that you're doing. You've got your hands in so many things. I love it. Give us one tip out of your book, You're Hired.
Well, I think one of the best tips that I can give you is that, in life, it's important to be able to recognize opportunity, but more importantly, seize it. And that's not just in business. That's, opportunities to improve your relationship, to improve your spiritual awareness, to improve all aspects. So many of us, we go through life and we see opportunities, yet the majority of us don't take advantage of those opportunities. We let those opportunities pass us by. So for me, I always tell people, recognize an opportunity, but also seize it. Get up, do something about it, and grab a hold of it.
Wow. And I mean, it sounds like you've done that in your life, and that look where you are. And that's something to learn and to watch at the same time. Now, what about your other book, Beyond the Lemon Stand?
Beyond the Lemonade Stand. Yeah, I wrote that, and I donated all the proceeds to at-risk kids because I found that the entrepreneurial spirit was dying in these young people. So I wrote this book. It's for kids between the ages of 8 and 13, and it's really to help promote that spirit, and it teaches kids how to become a kid entrepreneur. And it empowers them, and it gives them ways to be smart with their money. I have what's called a 50-40-10 rule. You save 50% of every dollar you make. You can spend 40, and you donate 10. And it's something
I think... I have taught my kids that from day one. I love that. I've never heard anybody else say that.
That was something my parents, taught me, and I'm hoping to share it with the next generation. And it's that book has a workbook in the back. It's got, instant small business ideas for kids that they can do, from being a technology tutor to the seniors in the neighborhood to, opening up a basic lemonade stand, everything in between.
Wow, and never giving up, right? I mean, really, that's your bottom line, right?
Yeah, you gotta be able to dream, and
right.
You can't let other people hold you down.
Right, and I mean, life wasn't always perfect, right? You get kicked
down. Of course,
down,
still isn't.
My dad always told me is if you get kicked down, dust yourself off and keep going.
Well, that's when you can really see a person's character. When they're on their knees, what they do from that point on determines the type of character they have.
Oh, I like that a lot. Now, I know that you work with, you're the spokesman for the Mercy Home of Boys and Girls. Tell us
I do. Yeah, I work with the Mercy Home for Boys and Girls in Chicago, and it's a home for at-risk youth. These are kids who... unfortunately, didn't have the same upbringing as probably you or I. Their parents are either in jail or on drugs or are no longer with us, and these are kids that don't have a hope. And the Mercy Home provides them a safe, loving environment for them to live, but also provides them with tutoring and counseling, and it gets them placed into the proper schools that they need, and they have a very high success rate, and they're doing just wonderful things for the boys and girls in Chicago.
Thank you for what you're doing, Bill. You know, I want to circle back to this contest. So how can a big game plan like this help a small business?
Well, I mean, it's putting a small business on the stage with all the big boys. So you look at any one of these four companies, and we're going to be able to take a company that's doing $100,000 a year in annual revenue, and potentially, if it's done right, and if these business owners take advantage of this opportunity, they could see $5-10 million in revenue next year potentially, because they're going to be watched by 40-50 million people. But not only that, it's the 2 weeks leading up to the big game. Everyone's going to be talking about them. That's all we talk about are the commercials and all the fanfare. It's almost as if we talk about the commercials more than we do the actual game in this day and age. So it's pretty exciting.
You're absolutely right, yeah. Now let me ask you, how will the winner be chosen? Is it just by the votes?
America votes. So it is completely out of the hands of everybody at Intuit QuickBooks. It's out of my hands. It's solely up to America. They can vote once a day. Again, the website is smallbusinessbiggame.com. And I just want to thank the CEO Brad Smith for having the courage to go with this program, because it's going to change the life of a small business owner and potentially generations within that family, because many of these businesses are family run and family owned, and the next generation, the kids who take this business over, are going to feel the impact. So it's going to take a small business from point A to point Z, and they're going to get to eliminate a lot of the steps in the middle.
Wow. And would you be helping them through that?
I'm going to be helping them. Brad Smith, the CEO of Intuit, is going to be helping them. And we're going to make sure that whoever wins this is armed with the proper tools to capture the success.
Because if they win, okay, first of all, how what is an ad like that worth to the winner?
Oh, millions. It's millions. Just the airtime alone is worth millions. And then producing, we're going to produce the commercial. That's worth millions.
Wow, what an opportunity.
Again. It's exciting.
Wow.
I can't wait.
It is. It really is. I love what you're doing. I love all of the buzz that you've got going on. I'd love to have you back on and really go through your couple books that you have. But I love it because my whole show is about adding value, and it's about looking at the brighter side of life. So many people wake up every day feeling like they're challenged, and if they challenge life in a positive way, I think that we'll all do better.
Well, you look at America, and we are one of the few countries in this world where you can have virtually nothing in a relatively short amount of time achieve the American dream. And that's, there's no very few places in the world where you can do that right now. So we're very lucky to be here, and if people have a good idea and they have a work ethic, they can achieve anything that they want.
Yeah. What is one of your personal goals that you would want to share with my listeners?
Well, I mean, my goals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I love working with kids, and I'm always a big fan of the underdog.
Children?
I have a young boy. His name is Edward Duke. He's 14 months old, and thank God he's healthy and happy, and he's cute as a button. But there's so many young kids out there who don't have a chance. They're born into this world with unfortunate circumstances, and it's no fault of their own. So I always am an advocate for helping the at-risk youth and seeing them thrive and do well and get them out of that environment.
And share with me one more thing. What's one moral that you live by?
One moral that I live by? The high road will always get you to where you need to go.
The high road. I love it. Okay. Well, thank you. This has been amazing talking to you. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Bill Rancic. We're talking about, this contest that we're going to be voting for. Again, tell us where we can go to get more information.
It's a great website. It's smallbusinessbiggame.com, and it's from the makers of Intuit QuickBooks.
Great. And again, I'd love to have you back to talk about your book, You're Hired, and Beyond the Lemonade Stand. Where do we find those at?
You can go to Amazon.com, and they're available there or in any bookstore within your community.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much,
Bill. I look forward to talking to you again, and maybe I'll bring the winner on with me next time.
Ooh, there you go. I would love that. Sounds
okay.
Great.
All right, thank you.
We are going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Local news every day by local people.
Rich Galano,
Barry Van Houten,
and Alex Wilson.
Ventura County News every day on News Talk 1590.
KVTA.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way, and you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. We are going to be talking with Marty Callahan from the American Legion, and we're going to be talking about veterans issues for Veterans Day. And one, I want to, you know, thank all of our veterans out there for all that they do for us. Sometimes we overlook it and we think that it's being taken care of, and yet they come back with so many things that they have to deal with. And so let's just, one, take a moment of prayer and throw that out there and really respect that they've done our work for us. And, again, let's welcome Marty Callahan from American Legion's National Headquarters. Marty, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim, and thanks so much. We appreciate the time.
You got it. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I know that we're going to be talking about the treatments for traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, and I know that's something that is ongoing with all of our veterans coming back. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm a Navy veteran. I served 6 years in the 20th century in the U.S. Navy,
Thank you again.
Time. Thank you, and was able to go to school on my GI Bill benefits, and you've got almost 2 million veterans in the state of California, and over 150,000 of them are from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, so your VA medical centers are quite busy giving veterans the treatment and the services that they've earned through their service in the military. What the American Legion has done specifically with two problems that are called the signature wounds of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, as you mentioned, traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. We just completed a two-year study of alternate therapies for these conditions that exist in the private sector, and we issued that report on September 11th. It's available online at our website, which is legion.org, L-E-G-I-O-N.org. But we found that there are several treatments out there in the private sector that, are working to help those who suffer from PTI TBI or PTSD. Well, some of them, but for example, there's something called hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which was developed by a doctor out of New Orleans, and virtual reality therapy, which approaches it in a different way. And also acupuncture is another treatment that seems to help. And so what we've done is we've issued a report that we gave to members of Congress, senior VA leadership, the White House, and said, look, here's what we found. We found that these treatments here work, and they are not being used by the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're not being used by the Department of Defense. So we urge you to take a closer look at these. Congress, provide the funding. And let's adopt some of these other therapies that help in the treatment of these two signature wounds of the war. And, of course, there's a lot of mental health issues involved in these conditions. And we also did another report on the quality of VA health care for women veterans. As we know, women make up about 15% of the military now, and we've got nearly 2 million women veterans in the country, and that number is only going to increase. And so we decided to take go ahead.
Let me just remind my listeners, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about the brighter side of life. I really, you know, here all of our, you know, veterans have done their job and gone out there and given their life. And we have Marty Callahan. He is a spokesperson of American Legion's National Headquarters. And we're talking about coming back and you know, walking into reality of life again, correct? And mm-hmm. Now, I mean, they always have the VA health care. How good is that?
Well, in general, it's quite good. It's probably it is the best healthcare system in America, no doubt about that. I mean, I've seen firsthand the dedication that VA medical staff and employees have for our nation's veterans. And so, that being said, there's always room for improvement. And they have a lot of facilities in the country, more than 1,700 of them, and they're dealing with the medical needs of more than 8 million. Veterans nationwide.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got to take that into account. And so what we do is we evaluate about 15 medical centers every year across the country. The American Legion sends its experts out to interview administrative staff, medical staff, patients. And then we put together a report every year, which we share with Congress and the White House and the VA leadership out here in Washington. As a matter of fact, in 2011, we went to the medical centers in Sacramento and San Francisco to evaluate the quality of their health care. And I know we've been to Los Angeles. I just don't know what year we've been to Los Angeles.
Okay. So let me ask you, tell us what is Legion's evaluation of treatment for traumatic brain injuries and PTSD? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it means that for 2 years, we had a committee. We set up an ad hoc committee of our leadership that either invited experts from, not just from the private sector, but also from the VA and the Department of Defense to offer demonstrations, to provide briefings on the kinds of treatment available for PTSD and TBI. And they also went on the road. They went down to New Orleans to get a demonstration of this hyperbaric oxygen treatment. They went to Sinai Medical Center.
You know, and that's interesting. My husband had snake bite, and is it the hyperbaric chambers?
Hyperbaric oxygen treatment.
The chambers, right? Like the dunks, is that correct? Is that the same?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I know that there's another chamber that's used for like the bends that you get when you go down the water too far. But
oh, okay, so maybe this is different then. Okay.
Yeah, but these treatments are available, and you know, the whole point is to help VA improve its health care for our veterans, and the Legion does that. We do a lot of things helping veterans get jobs, get employment when they come back, because you know, the transition from the military to the civilian world is rough enough without being unemployed for too long. So we host a lot of job fairs throughout the country with the Chamber of Commerce, and we work with state legislatures to help them pass bills so that we'll recognize the training and experience of those who've served in the military for the private sector so that they can qualify for jobs right away instead of having to take additional courses.
Right. And now, Marty, if my listeners are listening right now and they need more information, and is it just something universal, or is it they can go to their own VA hospital or VA benefits right here at the Legion?
Well, you can go to our website, legion.org, and you can find any veterans listening out there who are interested in filing for disability claims or other claims with the VA. They can go to our website and contact our nearest American Legion service officer. We have about 2,500 of them nationwide. And you can get the contact information and contact them, and they can help with the benefits. And they can also go to va.gov, G-O-V, to get information on specific VA benefits and programs. But the American Legion has been in business for almost 100 years now, helping veterans and their families. And so any American Legion service officer would be able to help veterans file for disability claims if they're interested.
Wow. And, of course, we have Veterans Day coming up. And what are they going to be doing with that in regards?
Well, out here in Washington, there's always a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in the morning where the president presents a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Mm-hmm. And the American Legion and other veterans organizations also present wreaths at a later time at the cemetery. And then in the afternoon, there's always a ceremony at the Vietnam War Memorial. And the American Legion, along with other veterans groups, always presents a wreath at the wall. And that's the way that we remember the service of all those Americans, men and women, who've served America in uniform.
And, Marty, what do they do for family support? Is there family support for the ones that, were waiting for them at home?
Well, the American Legion helps out with that, too. We have several programs for veterans and their families, family support. And anybody who's out there listening and needs help with anything, whose spouse is serving overseas in the military, we encourage them to contact the local American Legion post to help out. And we also have, at the national level, we have a national emergency fund for those who meet with disaster for one reason or another. And then we also have a temporary financial assistance program for veterans who have children to help pay their utilities.
And now I'm looking on your website here, the American Legion Tribute Medal of Honor. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Medal of Honor is America's highest military award for bravery above and beyond the call of duty. And so we pay tribute to Medal of Honor recipients on our website, but also every 4 years we host an inaugural ball, for the president's inauguration. We had one this past January, but it is for all the living Medal of Honor recipients, and we invite all of the living ones to our inaugural. And there are about 70 living. And I think 25, 26 were able to attend our inaugural ball. We had Vice President Joe Biden as a speaker, and some other people there. And then, of course, we had one or two of the Medal of Honor recipients also speak. But this is the way that the American Legion honors those who've received America's highest military honor there.
And Marty, how long have you been involved with the American Legion?
I've been with the American Legion since February of 2008. I started out as managing editor of our magazine, the American Legion magazine, and then I moved out here to Washington, D.C. in 2009.
Okay. And I know that you have a youth program, too, right, for alumni?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. We've got a lot of youth programs. So one of our most popular is American Legion Baseball, but then there's other programs that we have that help the children and youth nationwide. We have children and youth programs at the various American Legion posts, but we also give out grants to a variety of nonprofit organizations nationwide that help children and youth in some way. They submit their programs for grant money, and I think we passed out probably a total of maybe 1 million, 2 million to about 24 different organizations to help them with their programs. So we have an entire division at the American Legion headquarters in Indianapolis that's devoted to children and youth. So we do quite a bit. We've got the National Oratorical Contest that we run through high schools, and the winners of the final rounds out in Indianapolis get scholarships, academic scholarships. We have what we call the legacy scholarships that are awarded to the children of those who have died on active duty in the military, so that they can receive good college educations. And our American Legion Riders, which are the motorcycle riding part of the Legion family, do an annual ride to raise money. And I think the funding for that scholarship is right up about $5 or $6 million at this point. And so in a lot of ways, we're helping the children and youth of this nation.
All right. Well, I love it. And on November 10th, you have a marathon coming up, correct? Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know if it's our marathon.
Oh, okay.
I think it may be the Marines maybe sponsoring that, but we're certainly going to be out there cheering them on and cheering them on through that 26.2-mile run.
So, again, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Marty Callahan, and we're talking about the American Legion, and the website to go to it is www.legion.org. And have you had to be a veteran, a family member? How can you get involved?
Well, anyone who served in the armed forces since 1991 is eligible because of the Persian Gulf War and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the global war on terror. And we encourage wartime veterans to join because we've got about 2.5 million members now, and the more we have, the more good work we can do for veterans and their families across America. This is another way for those who have left the military to continue their service. But it also helps us out here in Washington because the more members we have, the more Congress listens to us when we're advocating for veterans.
We make
benefits.
A bigger roar,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Veterans Day, and thank you for what you do, and thank you to all of our veterans out there. And again, how do we find out more about you and more about the American
Legion? Yeah, please just go to our website, Legion, LEGION.org, and all the information is there, information on joining, information about all of our programs, news releases, stories about the latest advocacy we've been doing here on Capitol Hill. We just took part in a press conference last week calling on Congress to provide advance funding for all VA programs permanently so that they would not have to be compromised by another government shutdown in the future.
Wow. And you know what? That really broke my heart because here's these people that, you know, I mean, they're already doing their job, correct? And yet
right.
They can't buy food or do anything. They've got children. So I strongly support that, too. So.
Right. Well, we talked to several out here, and they said if they didn't get their benefits check on November 1st, they were going to have to move out of their apartments.
Yeah, I had several clients. I'm also a hair therapist, and I had several clients that, you know, their apartments, their schooling, we need to do something different. So.
Right, right. And what the Legion is always trying to do is to remove the veteran as a political pawn to be used
exactly.
In political squabbles because they don't really need to be involved in that. They shouldn't have to pay for whatever political difficulties our government is facing at the time.
I agree. Marty Callahan, a pleasure talking with you. Again, thank you so much for what you do, and thank you to the American Legion. And we are going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Local news every day by local people.
Rich Galano,
Barry Van Houten,
and Alex Wilson.
Ventura County News every day on News Talk 1590.
KVTA.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And, gosh, you know, I talk about all the things that we need in our lives and the brighter side of our life and the 805. And today we're going to be talking with Dr. Lauren Stryker. And we're going to be talking about going through menopause. Three things every woman are going to be going through and what we need to know. So get your pens and paper out and let's take some notes here. Dr. Lauren Stryker is a associate clinical professor at gynecology at Northwestern University, and we're going to talk to her. She's got some really great information for us, and let's welcome Dr. Lauren Stryker.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Yes, I am. It is a pleasure to be here. And I think one of the things that is so important for women to know is that we're living longer. Life expectancy is such that women are now living about one-third of their lives after menopause. And every woman is going to go through menopause, generally about age 51, but certainly many women do go through menopause younger, even as young as 40. And what women are not prepared for is that the symptoms can be far more severe than they're expecting. And of course, the number one symptom that women have are hot flashes. And hot flashes are real. 75% of women do experience them. And they can last a really long time. And I think that that's real news for women, because very often they'll come to me and I'll say, you know, are you having hot flashes? And they say, oh yeah. And then I'll say, well, do you want to talk treatment for your hot flashes? And they'll say, no, I'm just going to tough it out because I'm sure that, you know, very soon I'm going to be done with it. And when I tell them, no, actually, most women experience hot flashes for 3 to 5 years, and other women it's lifelong, they are shocked to hear that. And they do say, okay.
Let me ask you a question, stopping right there, because I'm experiencing those hot flashes, but they stopped for a while, and then they came back.
That's right. And the reason that happens is what menopause is when your ovaries stop producing estrogen. And once they completely stop, you know, it's done, and you're not going to make estrogen again. But very often during the perimenopause is your ovaries are up and down, and so one day you're making estrogen, and the next day you're not. So a lot of women will have hot flashes, and then they'll go and they'll get something over the counter or, you know, an herb or something like that, and they'll say, oh, that really helped my hot flashes because they go away. And what's really happening is that their estrogen kicked back in for that one last hurrah. So it can be a very confusing time, but once your ovaries have shut, you know, down shop for good, and you're having hot flashes, those are not the ones that are going to come and go and come back again. They are very often there for years and very often there to stay. And up until now...
That is very depressing news.
No, but I've got the good news. It is not depressing because we have good news.
Okay.
And the good news is we do have some options that are going to really help women with these hot flashes. And up until now, the only thing I've been able to offer my patients is estrogen. And estrogen works very nicely and it is safe and appropriate for most women to use estrogen. But the reality is a lot of women would prefer not to use estrogen. And in fact, only about 7% of women, that's 7% of women that have hot flashes actually walk out with a prescription, and the rest of them are just continuing to suffer. And then there are women that are told that they can't take estrogen. So it's really exciting that we now have the first and only FDA-approved non-hormonal treatment for moderate to severe hot flashes.
And it's
called Brizdel, and it's brand new. It got FDA approved.
What is it called again?
It's called Brizdel, B-R-I-S-D-E-L-L-E, and of course, Brizdel.com is the website. And this is now available by prescription all over the country. And it's an exciting thing because when used as directed, Brizdel is clinically proven to not only decrease the number of hot flashes, but also the intensity of hot flashes.
A question, and let me just remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I talk about the brighter side of life, and we've got Dr. Lauren Stryker on, and she's talking about something we can actually do for our hot flashes, and I'm really excited about this because I'm right there with everybody else. And I know that we're going to talk a little bit about loving sex again, correct?
Correct. That's my book that's coming out in the spring. It's actually on Amazon for pre-order now. It's called Love, Sex, Again. And it's because menopause is not, of course, the only thing that can sabotage someone's sex life. There are all kinds of things. But certainly women who are having menopause symptoms find that it does get in the way of all aspects of their life, whether it's their relationships, sexual issues. Just even interacting with their friends, their family, their spouse. You know, it's hard to give a presentation at work if you are sweating like crazy and your face is bright red.
I'm a hair therapist, and let me tell you, it's funny. You get somebody's hair all the way done, and all of a sudden, it's just like they get this hot flash and their hair just kind of melts, you know?
The thing is, it is real. I mean, people, their temperature actually goes up. I think people, before they experience this, they don't understand that this is a physical phenomenon, that people get hot. They sweat.
No,
they get chills.
What's interesting? I used to be one of those, I thought the greatest invention was the car that had the air on one side and the air on, because my husband would be hot all the time and I would be cold. So I finally was like, oh, God, I don't have to wear it. Now, guess what? It's changed. And so I'm hot all the time. I don't even really ever bring a jacket because...
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah,
and for some women,
the symptoms are quite mild, and they can actually manage them with things like, layering and avoiding certain foods and all that. But what we're really talking about are the women that have these more moderate to severe hot flashes that don't just happen once or twice a day, but happen throughout the day and throughout the night. And I wish that dressing in layers and using a fan was going to help, but for most of these women, it doesn't help. They really do need something more.
Okay, so let's talk about, you called it Brizdel, correct?
Brizdel, yes. Yes.
And is it B-R-I-S-D-A-L-E?
It's B-R-I-S-D-E-L-L-E. And Brizdel, again, is the first and only FDA-approved non-hormonal treatment for moderate to severe hot flashes. And this is a pill that you take once a day. And it takes really, a couple of months for you to get the full benefit of Brizdel. But what we are finding is that it is significantly reducing the number of hot flashes and the intensity of these hot flashes. And it's only been out, of course, for a few weeks, but even in that short time, I've had the opportunity to introduce it to my patients and have been kind of overwhelmed at the response.
So, Dr. Stryker, what are the pros and cons of taking it?
Well, I think like any prescription medication, you need to know if you're a candidate. You need to talk to your doctor. You go to Brizdel.com to see if you're a candidate. But this is one of those medications that the downside is really quite small. We know that a very small percentage of women, about 6 to 7% of women, may experience some nausea, some vomiting, some headaches, a little bit of fatigue. Overwhelmingly, the majority of women don't have any of those symptoms. And in in fact, in the clinical trials, which were over 1,000 women, they did very well and did not have significant problems when using Brizdel, which is why it's such a nice option. There is, like most medications, the FDA has put a black box warning, which is the beware warning, which says that this the drug in Brizdel is called paroxetine, and this is much higher doses is used to treat depression. And in those higher doses, particularly in young adults under 18, they found that there might be an increased risk of suicidal thoughts. So certainly that's a caution. If someone has issues with that, they should of course alert their doctor, as they would even if they were not taking Brizdel. But in the clinical trials, they did not find that to be a significant problem. So while, like any prescription medication, you need to learn the pros and the cons, as a clinician, I'm very excited that Brizdel is one of those options that has very few adverse reactions that most women tolerate and that really helps them.
And now what about, do you deal a lot with the natural way, the bio?
Well, I think when we're talking about, you know, natural means different things to different people. And I think when we're talking about natural, a lot of people are talking about botanicals, you know, things that you might find over the counter in your drugstore. And what we have found in the good clinical studies is that while not harmful, those have not been shown to work in a sustained fashion. There's what we call the placebo effect, which is real, and just about anything will work for a very short period of time. And in the clinical studies, Brizdel was found to work, of course, beyond that short placebo time. So while many women will try and go the over-the-counter route, for most women, we find, especially if they're having the moderate to severe flashes, that it's just not going to do it for them.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Dr. Lauren Stryker, and she's talking about Brizdel, and it is a pill that can actually help us with our hot flashes, right? That I know is real. And
it's real.
And now, did you experience them?
I think every woman experiences some, and like I said, 75% of women who go through menopause will have hot flashes. And certainly when I talk about...
For the rest of their life, is that what you're experiencing?
Three to five years is typical for most women, but in about 10 to 15% of women, they are significantly longer. And I have patients who are in their 60s, 70s, even 80s who are still experiencing hot flashes.
Wow, that's not good. Okay.
No, it's not good.
So let's talk about this exciting book that you have coming out, Love, Sex, Again.
Yes.
And that will be available in 2014, correct?
Correct. It will be released in April. It is available on Amazon for pre-order right now. And basically, what this book is about is all of the things that might sabotage your sex life. And unlike other books, it's not about relationship. This is about the physical and hormonal things that get in the way of your sex life. It might be heart disease, it might be cancer, it might be depression, it might be menopause, things such as vaginal dryness, women who have other medical conditions, all can impact on their sexual health. And basically what I do is address those situations and talk about solutions. And it's also fun, it's conversational. I talk a lot about experiences that my patients have had. And it's really with the premise that every single woman should be able to enjoy good sexual health, whether she has a partner or not. And I think that's an important thing that people need to acknowledge, is not everybody has a partner, and that their self-sexuality is just as important as partner sexuality. And that's all in my book.
Great. Well, I would love to have you back on, when your book comes out, and we can talk about that, because I think that is an important thing. I call it life happens. You know, I've got 4 children and a couple businesses, and that is an important part of our relationships, and sometimes, things get in the way, and it's
right.
out of our hands.
Well, it's not out of our hands. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
We think
like
it's out
that.
Of our hands, but we're going to put it back into our hands and have real-life solutions.
Okay. And again, is it real life situations in there? Is there solutions?
Absolutely. I've done surveys of thousands of women from all over the country. Of course, I've taken care of thousands of women in my clinical practice. And I will be talking about the science behind fixing your sex life and specific things women can do. And you know, and again, it's not about relationship, and I'm not minimizing the importance of relationship, but I see women every single day that relationship is not their issue. Their issue is that sex hurts, they have no libido, they have no desire, and they need solutions, and they're not being offered solutions, and that's why I wrote this book.
So let me ask you, if you could give us three solutions that we're going to find in your book, what would they be? What's the top one?
Well, I think that when we look at the three big issues that women have, it's no libido, mm-hmm. inability to have an orgasm, and mm-hmm. painful sex. And
Okay, so what can we do about no libido?
Well, I got to tell you, there's not a quick answer. And I'm not to be difficult, but that's why I wrote the book. I think people are expecting the quick answer. And libido is complex, and it has a lot to do with hormonal issues, with physical issues, with, yes, some life situations. And it's not one size fits all. And it was when I started, I write a lot just in terms of blogs and columns, and I thought, no, this deserves more than that. Women need to have a full answer, and that's why I wrote the book that really goes through the complexities of how to fix your libido, how to make sex pleasurable, how to have terrific orgasms, because it's not a one-sentence answer.
Okay. And in your book, we're going to find some of those answers in there?
You're going to find all the answers.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it. Where do we find out more about you?
Well, first of all, drstrucker.com is my website. Brizdell.com, of course, is to find out about this non-hormonal treatment. And the other website that I really want to send women to is menopause.org, which is not my website. That's the North American Menopause Society website. But it has such good information about menopause and also how to find an expert who can really help you navigate your way through this sometimes very difficult time of life.
So that's menopause.org?
Menopause.org.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, Dr. Lauren Stryker, and I look forward to your book, Love Sex Again, and we'll have you back on talking about that. And you know what? I think menopause, it's really something that we need to kind of hold on, but you are saying that there are options out there for us. So which
there
is
are
the
excellent good. Options, both hormonal and, most important, now an FDA-approved non-hormonal option.
Thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And if you ever want to, have something to share with our show here, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. Thanks, Tom and Sean, for being a part of our show today. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness, and I thought this was a good one. No one is born an expert, but we all have strengths. Always be working to develop your gift into passion and purpose. With that, we'll talk to you later. Have a really great weekend.